discovery, the hallmark of humanity.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
The great shaper of our destiny, the great motivator of our times.
Excuse me, do you know
now, sit back and discover amazing stories, meet interesting people, and learn remarkable facts that have shaped your hometown. This is Kansas City.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
Good afternoon, Kansas City. Drew and Emma in studio today. Brian is not with us. And as you know, we do always miss Brian.
We sure do.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Brian.
Yes, yes. We're very happy. He's gotten into an excellent fitness program and bodybuilding. He's like 6'5", 210, totally ripped. Way to go, Brian.
Way to go.
Way to go, Brian. He's probably working out right now.
Yeah,
on,
right now.
On, I don't know, a solo flex, a roboflex, do they still have those?
Elliptical?
Something. I don't know. We're going to guess. I'm in radio. What do I know about working out?
That's right.
So, today is a really cool day. We're going to shine some light on candles in Kansas City.
I like what you did there, Drew.
Thank you very
much.
That's
nice.
Yep, yep. We're going to shine a light on candles in Kansas City. And what do you know about candles?
Oh, my gosh. Well,
you light them?
You light them.
Mm-hmm.
I know that personally I go through them way too fast.
Okay.
Because
a lot of people do.
I tend to leave them lit.
I don't think you're the only one.
Yeah. I just love a good smelling fragrance. I love what it does to a room, what it does to a very drab place when you light a candle.
Okay.
It just creates a sense of ambiance that, you know, I don't know. It's
so
just
in an
special
era of electricity, you're still going to light the candle.
I'm still going to light the candle.
Even with the dimmer switches and with all the all the features.
All the fancy things. I'm going to light my candle.
Because certainly the light switches don't have a fragrance.
They don't.
That's not going to happen.
Not to my knowledge, but.
And then there's a natural flicker that happens that you just don't see with a, you know, they've make up the, if you've seen those light bulbs that are trying to be like fake candles.
I don't like them.
Not so much.
It's fake.
Yeah, not so much. Not so much.
Nothing like the real thing.
Well, before we get into candles in Kansas City, I would just like to remind you what a great way to find amazing places like your favorite candle store would be at findandrefer.com. Have you checked out that website?
Oh, yeah.
It's not a review site.
No, not at all.
No, it's a referral site. And not only do you get good referrals there, you can give a referral there. You can receive a referral there. It is the Kansas City Referral Network. It is a local business, and it's a free service. And all you have to do is give a referral of a local business, some good experience you had, maybe a great meal, and refer them. And then they go one step more, and they go to the business, check them out, make sure this is legitimate, make sure the referral is legitimate. Or, you know, some people leave bad referrals, but it's not a review site because those are a bit silly. They're getting a bit silly.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard what an unnamed review site does to their clients?
What?
They call them up and they say, hey, so you're getting good reviews, but if you want to get really good reviews, just pay us a fee and we'll make sure you're good reviews. And then we'll make sure that the bad reviews stay at the bottom.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think there's an organization out of New York that's been operating for a long time that does the same thing. But, you know, they call it paying for protection. So, but that's not what the Kansas City Referral Network does. They are a legitimate company. So candles in Kansas City, we're very excited about that. We're very excited to talk to the Corner Candle Shop. Lori is in studio. Welcome.
Hello. Hi there.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And you're at 6231 Brookside Plaza in KC Mo, right?
Yes.
TheCornerCandleShop.com. We're going to get into that. But before we do, what is your favorite scent of candle, guys?
Oh, my
favorite
gosh.
Scent.
Well, I just, okay, I like so many.
I knew that was going to trigger an emotional response. Did you see that? She took a breath.
It's just so hard. I just, man, I like the very peaceful, very tranquil, but I also like the woodsy, earthy type smells. What would you say, Lori?
Totally know what you're talking about.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. Okay. There are many scent families. My favorite scent is going to be one, of course, that we make at the Corner Candle Shop.
Yes.
It's called Blackberry Basil. So oh. that is my ultimate oh. favorite because it's kind of what you described, a little bit earthy,
yes.
clean,
yes.
and a little bit sweet, just to get you a little bit of that sweetness in the room, but yet still really fresh and clean and earthy.
I feel like I can just smell it now. Oh, that sounds great.
Well, we're going to be back, and the girls are going to talk about all things candles. Usually it's a guy show, but I think this week there's going to be a lot of girl talk today, so you're yeah. not going to want to miss it. We're going to go on a commercial break right now, and we will be back.
We're going to be back. And we're back on the This Is Kansas City show. And we have a very special show today. Drew, why is this show so special?
Well, it's special because candles are special and women like them.
That
no,
is
I'm
right.
Not just women, but
I'm telling you.
But mostly women.
I'm very excited about this show. We have Lori in studio today from the Corner Candle Shop. It is a locally owned and operated and loved shop. They're local to Kansas City, and they've been handcrafting unique, high-quality fragranced candles for almost 2 decades.
Yes,
20
yep,
years.
20 years this year.
That's amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is not easy.
It's been a journey, but it's been a great one.
I'm sure you've got some stories.
Yeah, and it's one of, what'd you say, one of Casey's best-kept secrets?
Yeah, well, we make them right there in Brookside, so on a daily basis.
Right in the heart of Brookside, 5 minutes from south of the Country Club Plaza in Kansas City. So for almost 2 decades, Lori Block has been hand-pouring candles on site in the back of her quaint Brookside shop, and even named a candle Brookside Bungalow.
Yes, I brought it here for you today to sniff.
After the neighborhood.
Sure did.
So tell us a little bit about that one.
Brookside Bungalow is just a really clean, fresh, crisp scent. It's like a water mint fragrance.
That's when, very nice.
When we first opened, we love our Brookside neighborhood and wanted to name a candle after it. So we had a little contest back then for someone to name the candle. So
oh
we came
goodness.
Up with Brookside Bungalow. That
Makes
was
sense.
A client, a guest's pick. So it was a
plenty
fun
of bungalows there in Brookside.
There are plenty
Amazing.
Of bungalows. Yes.
So neat. So you offer a variety of pillar, taper, tea light, wax melt, container candles, seasonal decor, and home decor.
Yep, we sure do.
Okay. Help. What did she just say?
So give us some
pillar. I don't
help us understand
nothing.
For
okay.
those maybe who are listening that don't understand,
or
what
maybe
is,
need to buy a gift for someone special.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I could begin with the.
Let's talk about the pillar.
Pillar candle. So a pillar candle is what we do get that mixed up often. People will come in asking for a pillar candle when they really mean a taper candle. And I'm sure you're rolling your eyes wondering.
That old problem.
What that is. So a taper candle is what you think of from long ago, the tall, skinny, 12-inch tall, inch wide candlestick that would go into a taper holder. And then a pillar candle is more of like a column candle. So it'd be like 3 inches wide, 6 inches tall.
Okay.
So a column, a pillar.
Okay.
So pillar, Pottery Barn, taper, Victoria's Secret?
Yes. Sure. I wouldn't have said Victoria's Secret.
They always have those candelabra.
Sure.
Just walking them all and right in front. They always have the chandelier. There
You've
it is.
You've been by then.
You just walk by. There it is. And I tell my boys, look to the right, boys. Look at that other store over there.
Just walk on by.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
We do offer everything you just said. I do not make taper candles or the pillar candles, the columns. We make everything else you said, the columns and the tapers. I do bring in from other companies because that is just a whole nother ball of wax.
Oh,
I love
nice.
It.
So,
oh,
yeah. Anyway, it really truly is. And
but if I want anybody to pick the right place to buy those at, it would be you.
Sure. Yeah. We've got a large selection of colors. Yes.
That makes sense.
So tell me about this. So wax melts. So those are not a thing of the past, right?
No, people
we
are
can still use
definitely
those today.
Still using them. Yes, there are definitely trends. I know people have gone more towards the oils. I think
sure.
Most recently,
yeah,
they still have those warmers, or they'll have like the air mist diffusers. So they're wanting to put oil in the air mist water diffusers, or oil into their little reservoirs, like the little pots that
sure.
you plug
yes.
in or put the candle underneath. Because you don't technically need wax as the carrier for fragrance. That's just something that somebody came up with as a way to get fragrance without having a flame. But like I said, you don't need the wax. You're just after that oil, that scent. So we sell, I still sell plenty of the cubes, but
okay.
People are starting to lean more towards the oils themselves.
They are. And I work in a place where they sell wax melts, and I'll have different guests or clients come in, and they are wanting to know the best way to use those wax melts.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, well, candle warmer, but can you still buy those? Like,
sure.
can you just get
yep.
them at Walmart or Target
They're,
or
yeah,
Home
you can
Goods
find
store?
Them at, yep, everywhere. I was just
anywhere.
At Shields the other day, and
really?
Shields had them. Yes.
Shields.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Shields.
I
yeah.
use one to keep my coffee warm in the winter.
That's right.
Just set it right on the warmer. It's great.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good to
yes,
know.
Yes, they're definitely around. People use them.
Okay, and tell me what, okay, votive?
Votive. You can just say votive.
Votive. What is, tell me what this, a votive is.
It, you're the, is
this,
this is the votive. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I brought a box of 12 different votives for
votive.
Them to, or for you guys to
think
sniff.
Of like a small shot glass kind of would
yes.
hold one of those.
Like a two, yeah, total,
yeah.
That's what people think. It's like a shot glass
yeah,
size. So
I'm just
about
trying
a
to.
2-inch tall,
uh-huh.
maybe. Inch and a half, 2-inch wide. Yep. So the little
and power packed with oil and scent.
They are. They are. We actually, even on our matchbook, we have "Home of the Votive" is what we've written on there. We, it's kind of become a joke at work because I'll come in and say, "What do we sell today, girls?" And they're all like, "Candles." And then I'm like, "Well, what kind? Votives." So it's we sell the most votives is what we sell day after day is because people they're a, I guess a shorter burn. They're going to burn 15 to 18 hours. Whereas, you know, the larger jar candles might be like a 60-hour candle. So the votive size is a great way for people to try out a fragrance,
yes.
Sample it, not be committed to a 60-hour candle.
Love
and,
that.
They are $4.25 each. And when you buy a 10, we give you two free. So then that knocks the price down to like $3.50-something a candle.
That is so,
so
this is
it is a great
affordable,
yes.
affordable
for
candle.
A handmade candle.
You got it.
That's impressive.
And,
that's
a,
so
a
impressive.
Fun way to try. Just different fragrances.
So we just had a listener write in that said, "I fly my daughter into Kansas City every year just to get candles from the corner candle shop."
Woohoo!
That's what
How
I'm
about
talking
that?
About.
That's
about
awesome.
That?
We,
yeah.
I just love this so much.
That'll
I feel
give you
like...
some votivation.
Oh, votivation!
There you go.
That's fantastic.
That was lit, Drew.
That's
there
fantastic.
We go.
That was really lit.
Lots of puns.
I have
your
a
way.
Question, a safety question. So for
sure.
the votive candle, can
fires
you
fires hot, Emma? Can... That's what you want to know.
Can you just light this? Do you need to put it in a container? Is this safe?
You can
to
just hold it in your hand.
You could surely light it and just put it on a plate, but it's
okay.
gonna lose its shape. It's gonna kind of just. You know, it'll burn however long it wants to burn. Once it gets to the edges, it'll most likely spill over
it
and kind of make
over.
A mess on your
okay,
plate.
So
votives like to have walls like a container. So like you were talking, a shot glass. But
that's
just any...
why the smaller container.
Yes, but we have a gazillion holders at the shop that you can choose from. But yes, any little container with walls,
okay,
you know,
great.
A teacup, a mug,
yeah.
but just something with walls. But they do make definitely plenty of attractive and masculine votive cups.
Thank you.
I love that.
You're so
Thank
welcome.
You. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, you have 175 different scents to choose from.
Wait, what?
We sure
right?
do. Yes.
So if you're going to the
Why not 176?
Shop,
what made you stop at 175?
Yeah. That number could possibly be updated.
Oh.
Yes.
Higher
yes,
or lower?
Higher.
Oh.
We always have something in the waiting in
no
the wings.
Kidding.
Yes.
Over 200?
You're going to make me go home and count now, aren't you?
I don't know. I'm just curious.
I would say between 175 and 200. Wow. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, anything you can imagine, like Emma was talking about, all the different kind of scent families. Others clean and fresh and fruity and floral and woodsy and earthy.
Fresh cut grass.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to go in and experience all these candles.
Yeah.
Whiskey?
Whiskey's one of our top sellers.
Really?
That makes sense.
We have a Cuban vanilla that we make.
Cuban vanilla?
Yep, and people will burn the whiskey with the Cuban vanilla. So that's an amazing combination.
Oh.
Or if you want to get crazy, we have leather, and you can put
this
whiskey
is that kind of show.
And leather together, and that's awesome.
Okay.
So.
Okay, you also have popcorn.
Yes.
Fresh baked bread.
Yep.
Baby lotion. And that's amazing. If you guys are looking for a gift, Christmas is around the corner. I know we're in July, but go to the corner candle shop and you will find something that you're, I mean, out of 175 cents. Do you guys have coffee beans to like clear the nasal passages because you're smelling so many amazing fragrances?
Yep, I'm impressed that you knew that.
Yes. I'm telling you, I'm a fragrance person. I don't play games. I love for my room, my house to smell good.
So coffee beans reset the old factory?
Yeah. Kind of like if you'd go to try on cologne or perfume, you would use coffee beans in between.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It helps.
Resets your nose.
There's nothing worse than when you are somewhere, like in Target or somewhere.
Now I'm a little worried, what does man's best friend smell like?
So that is an odor neutralizer. So if you have a smelly dog, a stinky pet, a musty basement,
you
cook bacon, you cook onions,
so that scent,
it's going to draw the odors away.
Other scents.
Yeah. We also have another one called Light a Candle. So both Light a Candle and Man's Best Friend will take odors away. They both have some clove in them, and clove is just a natural neutralizer.
Who knew?
So,
you
but
did.
They do work wonderful.
It's amazing.
Yep. Okay.
I love this. So candle making is an art. You guys take it very seriously. So you use some of the best oils, lead-free cotton wicks, and clean-burning soy-blended wax.
Is not every wick lead-free?
That was kind of more an issue years ago where I don't think anywhere in America you're going to find
a
wick with lead in it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
that's fair.
But cotton, sometimes you'll find like a paper core, but yeah, they're usually just going to be a cotton wick.
Okay.
And so, can you make a fragrance for a business?
Yes.
And then give it to, like, ship it to the business to use to sell?
Yeah, we do work with wholesale and do create custom fragrances. It kind of becomes a little bit of a project in the sense that we have to test burn it and you know, come up with whatever scent they want or match a
fragrance.
I'm
sure they
have
to make a commitment prior, right?
You got it. Yeah. So it'd be a custom fee, a charge with
you
that.
Bet.
And then they'd have to buy, I mean, whatever we
pallets
make.
Of it, everyone. Pallets
well, a certain
of
quantity.
This stuff.
Right.
Yes, right.
Okay. Very cool.
Don't sell yourself short. They need to buy pallets for your custom scents.
That's right. So they would come in and create with you a specific fragrance. How would that look?
Yeah, it probably costs more if they help.
yes. No,
it does
people,
at my mechanic shop.
They usually come in with something in mind.
Okay.
Whether it's something that already exists and say, hey, match this, or I want something similar. Right now we're working with an ice cream shop. They want a waffle cone fragrance.
Oh, wow.
So we're working
that
on
makes
that.
Sense.
Talking with
ever,
a coffee company too.
Do you ever get people that come in that want something to smell bad?
No, not usually. I know there's jokesters, and believe me, I've seen candles out there that'll smell like, you know.
We don't need to.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, the like the jelly beans.
Yep, you got
it. That are the bad tasting ones.
But I don't really want to go down that road because I don't want to be ill while I'm making them.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Okay, so you don't do that.
We do not do that.
Okay, all right.
No, but we have had, you know, lots of jokes in there. People will, you know.
Sure.
Ask for things that we may not have because it's just a fun place.
That makes sense. So I would imagine that oil, that what you use and how you use it has to be extremely important.
Yes, most definitely. And sometimes we'll put together something thinking, oh, this is going to smell fantastic, and then it's just a complete flop. So,
sure.
You know, I know my son did that once where he's like, Mom, let's do this, this, and this. And it did not turn out well.
Oh, okay.
So, and I've done that myself, too.
Well,
it's just,
sure.
You know, it's just a trial and error and almost like, you know, when you're doing like taste testings with, you know, if you're making cocktails or drinks or there's always going to be an element of experimentation to it.
Right.
For sure.
Now, one thing I've noticed about some of the, what I would argue, not handcrafted candles is they'll give me a headache.
Yeah. When I first started this, I was worried, but our oils are fantastic.
It has to be what you've put into these.
It's what you're putting in them. Yeah. So, and it's definitely the fragrance oils because I could buy a vanilla from 10 different oil companies.
Sure.
They're all, even if they're all saying they're the exact same thing, they're all going to smell different just based on the quality that they're using. So we're really choosy with what we put into our candles and pretty particular. But I know Emma's picking up some candles I brought here in the box, but we have one that smells like tomato vine, and it literally smells like the greens. Like if you pinch off, I just remember being a kid and pinching off the leaves
on a tomato garden
plant.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you pinch off
it does.
Yeah.
It so genuinely.
Right.
That is impressive. Uh-huh.
Can you guys on air, like listening, can you guys smell it?
Can you smell it? Just smell right now.
Tomato vine.
Pay note. Yes, you do need to take a shower. But besides that.
I'm smelling one that is titled A Good Man.
Oh,
yep. That's one of our favorites. So
it smells good.
That was a fun one. It was
a good man,
an oil that I got that is a mahogany, teak wood, tobacco leaf blend.
Yeah.
And it used to have a different name. And the name was not selling it. I called it Easy Tiger. And I don't think people knew what I was trying to get across. And then at work, we were all like, okay, well, what's it smell like? And Renee, my shop manager's like, it smells like a good man.
There you go.
And so it just stuck.
There
so
you go.
It really is a great scent, and we sell a lot of it.
Easy Tiger is a chocolate company in Australia.
Yes, I think I might. In Australia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I have heard of that. I do want to tell you guys, too, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but
glittery.
I do custom fill, so people are able to bring in like an old teacup or a mug or grandma's dishes.
Really cool.
My husband's been cutting off steel beer cans, like the old beer cans.
Oh,
we've been
sure.
turning those into candles, so we can really fill anything that's watertight. As long as it'll hold water, we can fill it with wax and turn it into a candle. So we charge.
What are the most creative things that you've seen that people give people some ideas?
Okay, so. I mean, we really do a lot of heirloom dishes, the beer cans, wine glasses, margarita glasses. But we did have somebody bring in a spice tin recently. I thought it was pretty cute. It was like an old spice tin and turned it into a little candle. So
and what a great
fun.
Gift idea.
Right.
Seriously.
Yep. So,
all right, guys, come on.
Okay, I'm thinking because we're in summer, what if you had like a beach bucket? Not a huge one, but like, could you do that?
We can do that. Yep, as long as it'll hold. Well, I guess a beach bucket will hold water.
It will. It will hold water.
So yes, it could hold wax.
Only you would know. You're from Georgia. I've been in. You didn't talk about grassland or
No,
I have no idea about the beach.
Yeah. A lot of people. It's a fun way for people to use their container candles anyway. Even if they buy a different candle from somewhere else, they can. Burn that down and then bring it into me to refill it. So
that is so neat. And do you ship?
We do.
Mm-hmm. Across
Yep,
to
we've
other
got
states?
A website. We ship all over the country, and we've even shipped I've shipped to overseas. We've shipped to Europe.
Amazing.
We got people flying in, evidently.
Hello.
Yes,
sure do.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Destination.
Wow.
So check them out, 6231 Brookside Plaza. If you haven't been there, you sure do need to go. The Corner Candle Shop, 816-361-6393, thecornercandleshop.com. You can order Putin, if you're listening right now and you want to calm down and have a candle, you can order it. You'll ship to Russia, right?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, she'll ship to you.
Rush order.
You know, he may be listening, he may be uptight, and I think a good candle could calm him down. So that would be good. Especially, I mean, with these scents, you could change the world.
A good man.
One candle at a time, right?
You know, right? You know, it's like we need a peace treaty. Bring in the candles. I think that's good work.
They are coming.
I think this could work.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the next scent. Peace treaty.
Peace treaty.
You have something like
that? We'll work on that for
you. There's some that are glittery. What's this glittery?
We do have little fun toppings that we put on them. They can have glitter.
That
is
so cute.
They can have basil sprinkled on top. Yeah, we have fun. Some have little paint, like the Brookside Bungalow has a house painted, or a bungalow painted on it, I guess I should say.
Now, there's two elements to a candle. Not only are you picking the oil and the wax, but there's a color that you're picking as well.
The votives I color, and then everything else, I like the containers we were just talking about, I just pour without dye. So,
okay.
Yep, so just the votives get the coloring. However, if like anybody was doing a wedding and they want me to color it a certain color, I'm happy to do that.
Oh.
Yep.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. Do you have new car smell?
Leather is probably my closest new car smell.
Okay. Just random question that just popped in my head.
There you go.
Wow. Well, what a treat today. Lori, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
And for all listening, go and support the Corner Candle Shop, locally owned, 6231 Brookside Plaza, Kansas City, Missouri. Go and check them out. We're going to go to a break. Thanks so much.